Interpretación consecutiva. Actividad IC2. Ejercicio IC2J.
Escucha el siguiente fragmento tomando notas y a continuación reformúlalo en español apoyándote en las notas.
Genetically modified food. Mr. President, nowadays we are faced with a paradox. Although a majority of European consumers have repeatedly stated that they are against genetically modified foods, surveys show that they do buy GM foods when they are available in supermarkets. Many consumers are just not aware that GM food is sold in Europe or simply fall into the trap of illegible labels and end up not knowing what they buy. A possible solution would be to allow the absence of genetically modified organisms in foods to be mentioned on the label. But currently there are no common provisions on GM-free labeling, leaving the member states the freedom of choice. This leads to confusion of consumers and distortion of the internal market since, while some countries have already introduced non-GM labeling provisions, others refuse to allow this kind of information to be given. People want to make food choices based on their own values and not according to safety assessment studies. If we care about consumers' concerns, then we should be transparent all the way and give them a real choice. Therefore, I call on the Commission to provide the legal framework for voluntary GM-free labelling at European level.